KO4HKX in 0GR.
HKX, good afternoon, Tom.
Well, it's awful hot. I just went out and tied up a tomato over here in the yard. And I wasn't out there 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm telling you, it says 96 here, and humidity's down some, it's 38%, but it said it still feels like 100. And Miss Bernice says, we'll have some for you Thursday, Patrick, but next week we won't, because she's got some stuff she's going to bake.
And yes, it's very hot out here. It's about 95 degrees over here where I'm at, 95, 96. And I'm done for the day, and I'm pointed north, where it's much cooler.
And you get more rain, I'm telling you, that grass is starting to already show signs of doing poorly. We got a whole 0.05 of an inch this morning, though, of rain.
How much we got, but... got enough to wet the ground real good, so I was grateful for what we can get.
Well, Patrick, I'll tell you for sure, we need all we can get, but it happens every year, just about the same this year as it was last year, so it's not unexpected, but I still don't have to like it.
We don't have to like it, we just got to learn to deal with it.
Now, the neighbors over here to the east of us, not my good neighbor here that's right by us, but not to say they're not good neighbors, they are. He's got his grandkids and their mom and dad out there, and they've been swimming a little bit, but they're sitting on the deck now, roasting in the sun, direct sunlight. I do not envy them.
I do not. I don't know. I grew up playing in the creeks and rivers around. There was always shade, and the water is always cold up there, so I don't know about playing in the pool or water out in the middle of the sun.
And I don't feel sorry for them, but these guys that bought that land over behind us are out in that timber, clearing timber and chewing it up and working out there today. And they've been there since 8 o'clock this morning. Boy, that'd be a rough go, I'll tell you. I don't know if they're fucking on it anyways. I don't know if they got a air conditioning on them or not. It sure didn't look like it. And then there was one guy that was feeding us wood, excess wood, into the chipper. And it would be treacherous, I'll tell you.
You make sure you drink yourself plenty of water. And those machines can go either way. You can get them with or without AC.
Usually I would think there'd be a condenser on the roof of it if it was, and it didn't have a condenser on the roof. I haven't been back there and looked for several weeks they've been at it. There's a house that's not straight back. It's over to the west a little bit that they're building, they're going to build, and then over to the east from behind us. And, there goes my shooting range, but I don't use it anymore anyway, so it's not the end of the world.
Fortunately, houses popping up everywhere is the new normal for down here and up around the house, and it's sad to say I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Well, I could legally shoot down there, but no, I just won't. I don't want to be a bad neighbor, and I don't want to take a chance of that anyways, and I'm getting old enough now that it's not the end of the world.
We've got to find some time to do it, something you enjoy. And I find it pretty relaxing, because when you're doing that, I'm just focusing on what's downrange, and that's it. Forget about everything else.
This is NGRLTR. Yes, sir. It takes a lot of concentration, and I always really, really enjoyed it, but I can't take the recoil of anything anymore very much, but I imagine I could, 22s or something like that. But let's just say Levine, that's the way it goes. Leastwise, they're not building an O'Neill addition or something like that. There's supposedly three houses at the max. And I don't envy them. There's a floodplain right by it. And it don't often flood there, but the water lays there. That's mosquito heaven, I'll tell you. Well, how'd your day go? You make lots of sales, or is it kind of down right now? I would think there'd be a lot of breakdowns with all this heat.
They're up and down. This time of year, it tends to slow down unless it has to be fixed. They're not fixing it. And so everybody's, all they're thinking about is next week's vacation or a couple of days off. And for me, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after a holiday are pretty much just try to get through them.
Yeah, well, you're blessed. You got a nice air-conditioned truck, and that's a good thing, Patrick. Well, I'll let you go. Bernice has got me some cottage cheese and peaches and strawberries and whatever else is mixed in there. So I'm going to have that and then some stuffed peppers for supper tonight. And we went to KFC and was going to stop there and get something, but they didn't have any extra crispy, and we don't like the other. And then I called down to Publix to get some spicy wings, and they said it'd be 35 minutes before they got that. Now, I ain't driving down there for that, and then I have to wait. I don't like to wait on food. But it sounded like the one that answered the phone there in the deli was the one that screwed our order up last time, so I just told her forget it and come home, and Bernice is going to make something. You take care, Patrick. I'll look forward to seeing you here in a couple of days. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
I'm good to talk to you this afternoon. And yeah, I look forward to catching up with you in a couple of days. And Miss Bernice, I know you're listening. I hope you have a good afternoon, too. Thank you. KO4HKX, clear, 73.